Glory to God. Well, I tell you, it's going to be a great week, and if you miss it, you're just going to miss it. That's all there is to it. Now, my dad used to say, how many of you know what dad used to say? If you miss it, you miss half your life. I heard somebody saying it over there. Yeah. I'm going to talk. I've been going back. They took some of my sermons back when I was evangelist. This one I did in 83. And they put all these in these little mini books, and I preached them one time, never preached them again. So I have been going through them, and today I'm going on the showdown with the devil. It's back there if you want to get it. I mean, it's probably, you know, it'll be a little different than what the book is, but all right. Supernatural. The definition of supernatural is existing, occurring outside of the normal experience of knowledge of man, not explainable by known forces or laws of nature involving or attributed to God, or attributed to God, I should say, involving or attributed to ghosts, spirits, the occult, exceeding the normal bounds we understand. That's the definition of supernatural. See, the definition attributes supernatural power to God, but I want you to know this, that it also attributes supernatural power to Satan, ghosts, spirits, and occult. That's Satan. Okay? Now, you know, many people today are in bondage to a false flow of supernatural because people are searching for the supernatural. But they're being led astray. You know, there is supernatural power available in the spirit world on both sides. Come on now. But I like what my friend John Osteen said. He said, okay, there's supernatural power in the spirit world, but then there's the supernatural power of God. You know, actually, there's been a rapid expansion of the supernatural power in the world today. It's spread through every level of society. You know, people are seeking information and help through witchcraft and sorcery and false religions. You know, you drive down the street in a lot of places, especially in some of the tourist places, and you see signs for palm readers and psychics and mediums and, you know, people with clairvoyant, however you pronounce it, clairvoyant, thank you. You know, I've even heard where some police departments have gone to people that are clairvoyant and mediums to solve cases. And, they have been successful in some of them. You see, what we need to realize, the devil will use his supernatural power if he can trap some people. Some people have substituted the false supernatural for the real supernatural. You know, a lot of people have in their homes, they have Ouija boards and people are looking at witchcraft and black magic and Eastern religions and seances and palmistry and numerology and Satan worship and tarot cards and crystal balls and astrology, all this stuff. That's all the devil stuff. That's his supernatural powers there. And then there's necromancy. That's the practice of talking with the dead spirits, and then astral projection. You know, the psychic phenomena is accomplished through supernatural power, but it's always not the true supernatural power of God. You know, many Christians have astrology books in their house. They wear signs of the zodiac and bracelets and necklaces and don't even realize what they're doing. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. I'm just going to nail some things down. Hey, if you want to hear some stuff, you be here this week because I've got it. I'm loaded for bear, I guarantee you. I'm going to speak out some stuff. It's time to quit playing around with the enemy. God's word is very, very clear in warning us against the false supernatural. You know, let's see what it says in the Word of God about this stuff. Look at Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. Deuteronomy 18, 10. Find it in your phone, your iPad, your real Bible. I got both of them. I got it here, but I actually like to carry both of them because I can read here, but then I can go here and go to several different translations. And somebody said, well, why do you want to do that? Because as you go to different translations, you can get a little different insight into a verse of scripture. Because what most people don't understand is that the New Testament Greek and some of the Arabic of the Old Testament are actually archaic languages today. And they really don't know all of that there is to know about it. Now, I'm not a linguist, but I did study that much in Bible school. Okay, ready? There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or who uses divination, or soothsayer, or augur, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, or a wizard, or a neocomancer. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and it is because of these abominable practices that the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless and absolutely true to the Lord your God. For these nations whom you shall dispose of, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. Well, a soothsayer is a fortune teller, an augur predicts the future from omens, and a neocomancer is one that talks to dead spirits. Now look at Leviticus 19:31. Leviticus 19:31. Give no regard to mediums, familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Now look at 1 John 5:21. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourself from idols. You know, I heard on the radio news, you know, that a palm reader took $16,000 to deliver some people from demons. Now, they could have got delivered by God from God for free. Now, somebody said, well, hey, how can this work? Well, see, sometimes the devil will remove his own demonic power if he can trap other people into believing. Come on now. You know, many people don't realize that Satan has supernatural power too. I mean, if you don't realize that there's a demonic supernatural power, just go to Haiti where they practice voodoo. Go to some of the Far Eastern countries and some of the African countries, and you'll see demonic power in operation. That's why, you see, you don't have any trouble. Once you get to these people with the real supernatural, you don't have any trouble with them believing it because they're already been involved with the supernatural. But it's the wrong supernatural. Hello, come on now. People, see, you start talking like this and people say, oh man, what's he talking about? Well, the problem is that we have not been taught what the Bible has to say about the devil and his power. But the power of God is stronger. But if we understand where the devil's power is coming from and how he operates. Now, you know, you go over in some of these countries and you find people walking on live coals of fire and they're not burned. You find people laying on beds of nails and they're unharmed. I've seen chairs rise up. I've been in some of these places and seen some of this stuff. You know, I remember one of our Rhema teams went to India years ago, and they talked about an individual that came down and they were waddling on the ground like a snake. It was their hair was all matted. It was horrible. It was a demonic power, and they cast it out in the name of Jesus. The person came back the next night and they didn't even recognize the person. They had changed so much. Listen, demonic power is real. I will never forget when I was in the Army and I went to a country and I stepped off of that plane and it felt like something slapped me in the face. I know that some of our missionaries that are here know what I'm talking about. Because you have the real power of God on the inside of you, and the devil is the enemy. And I'm going to tell you what: when they come face to face, you can. There is. How many of my missionaries here know what I'm talking about? You've been there. You've seen. I wasn't going as a missionary. I was just going. I was in the Army. But you see, the one reason the world is being deceived. Because they have not been taught properly from the Word of God about the power of the devil. Yeah, you know, look to Matthew 24:24. Let's go look at Matthew 24:24. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. And we see that happening right now. And then the NLT, that same verse says, for false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and form great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen. Then you go to the Message Bible, it says it like this: fake messiahs, lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. Their impressive credentials and dazzling performances will pull wool over the eyes, and even those who ought to know better, the wise of those. You know, God has given the church, the elect, the Holy Spirit, and we can discern what is real and what is not real. There have been many times that, as I've been growing up, I've been in this all my life. And I remember back when I was a teenager, I was 17, 18, I guess, and there was a guy came there in Dallas, and he was having all kinds. He had a tent meeting, and he was having all kinds of stuff going on. And, man, everybody was getting so excited about it. And, of course, I grew up under my dad. I went to the meeting with some of my buddies because they were talking, oh, man, this is fantastic. You know how people do. And I got there, and I said, I was sitting in that sermon. I said, something not right here, boys. Oh, you just skeptical. I said, no, I'm not skeptical. I said, my spirit is not bearing witness with this spirit. Come on now. And sure enough, kind of find out it all was a bunch of nonsense. I think a few years ago, some stuff was going on. They put it on television, kind of find out that the guy doing it wasn't even right. Anybody remember that? Hello, come on. See, the only true supernatural is the supernatural power of God. And that comes from the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit. You see, the Bible says those who practice witchcraft, idolatry, hatred, and all other kinds of works of the devil have no place in the kingdom of God. You can go read that over in Galatians. Now, let's look in the book of Revelation. I know some people call it Revelations, but it's not. It's Revelation. That's the correctness. Revelation 21:8. Revelation 21:8. Not 6:8. Y'all got 6 up. I may have wrote it down wrong for you guys. All right. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I want you to notice something here. All of this stuff, but he also puts liars there. God, in fact, if you read back in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, it talks about the abominable seven abominable and the thing, and God hates liars worse. Come on, let's go. Now look at this. Joel prophesied this in the Old Testament, and Peter recounted it, in Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. And I will show you wonders in the heaven and signs in the earth beneath, and blood and fire and vapor and smoke. See, I want you to notice something, people. We are in the last days and we're headed with a showdown with the devil. Because he knows his time is short, and he's going to begin to rise up more and more and more and more in these last days. Remember, when Moses and Aaron went to deliver the children of Israel, remember Pharaoh's wizards and sorcerers and so forth, they did the same things that Aaron did. You're going to go read it in there. Up to a point. But they came a place where they couldn't perform and God could. You'll find that the supernatural power of God will always go one step further. You know, I remember my dad telling this, and I remember him going to the meeting. I was just a kid. But there was this guy, and he's having this fantastic meeting, and he was, I believe, if I remember correctly, he was playing the piano, and there were all sorts of supernatural things going on, and everybody was going wild about it. And I remember that they just wanted to go down there and see him and another preacher. And so they waited till the meeting got started, and they slipped in and sat out on the back row. And Dad immediately said, "Hey, this guy's operating with familiar spirits." And they began to just under their breath say, "Jesus, Jesus, 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 Jesus." And the guy, he said, "Man," he's playing, and he said, "Man, I can't get nothing." And finally he looked back and he said, "Those two guys sitting back there on the back row, before I can operate, you're going to have to leave." And the crowd got upset and wanted them to get out. You see, he was operating in a supernatural realm, but it wasn't the supernatural realm of God. Because when they brought the power of the blood of Jesus in there, shut it down. That's what the supernatural power of God will do. It'll shut down that supernatural of the enemy. See, we need to realize that Satan has a supernatural power. I know of some rock and roll singers back in days gone by, and they were raised in a Pentecostal church, and they said that when they got on that stage, that they had something come over them just like the Spirit does in a church service. Come on now, don't look at me like that. See, a lot of times, now you'll see demon possession when you go, but there can be, people can yield to demon spirits just like they yield to the Holy Spirit. See, some of y'all ain't never heard this, never heard. I talk like that down where I come from. But you need to realize that Isaiah 59:19 says, "When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." The Spirit of God in these last days is raising up a standard against the enemy. and the supernatural power that he is trying to demonstrate in our land. You know, like a sleeping giant, the church that has been slumbering in self-complacency needs to shake itself and realize the truth of God's power. You know, the people, they jump and clap and sing in church on one hand, and on the other, and the next morning they get up and grab the horoscope out of the paper. See what their day is going to be like. My day is going to be a great day because the word says so. I don't have to get a certain star in a certain location, and Mercury and Venus don't have to line up together. But see, many good church people, without realizing it, are giving place to the devil through astrology and the signs of the horoscope. Hey, let me give you a sign. The sign of the cross, where the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was shed. That's the only sign you need, is the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find out how much you rely on the supernatural when you're in some of these other areas like I've been. And the plane is taking you to a city and it can't land because, and he makes a big bank turn and lands on a grass strip and dumps you out beside the road. You finally get to the end of the town and you get in a taxi. And you find out later that's the wrong thing to do. But I prayed before I left this nation, and I said, the power of God will protect me. The supernatural power of God will be with me. And I found out later that when the leader where we were going to do the meeting, when he found out we were in a taxi headed his direction, because we had somebody call from the hotel where we had went to get the taxi, he called all his people in and began to pray. I was so tired that I couldn't stay awake. I knew we were bouncing over roads, and I knew it was raining, and I could feel the car slipping. And we finally got there, and he was so glad, and they were jumping, praising the Lord. And we left the camera in the car, in the taxi, and then went back to the other, about 110 kilometers away, I guess it was. And, and they told us, Brother Silas told us, he said, we begin to pray. He said, people like that do that all the time, and nobody ever sees them again. But let me show you another supernatural. That was supernatural. Because when I went back across those roads in the daylight, and it was good weather, I began to praise God. Because, I mean, we are driving right on the edge, and that's a 1,000-foot drop-off. But we left that camera case in the camera. This is way back, years ago, 70s. And he sent one of his men. He said, it's probably useless, because he said, man, that's gone, long gone. This tells you the supernatural. They found the cab. They found the camera, which is unheard of. Hello. I want you to realize that Jesus name has power in the supernatural world, in three worlds, heaven, earth, and the regions of the darkness of the damned. The enemy can only have as much power as we allow. Once you understand what the Word of God says about Satan and his power, and what it says about God's power, you'll begin to shout, because you realize that the supernatural power of God is part of your armor that gives you the power to destroy the enemy. Make sure you take good care of that power. How do you take care of your car? By taking it and getting the oil changed and keeping it clean and so forth and so on. How do you take care of the power of God? By getting in your prayer closet and praying in the Spirit every day. Come on. Victory comes through the supernatural. I came through the 47 to 58 healing revivals. I've been in this all my life. I've been here since 1939, and I've watched all the great revivals. If we're going to have a move of the Spirit of God, now people are talking about, I saw people coming off of stretchers. I saw people, lifted out of wheelchairs. In fact, I've seen the power of God in demonstration. I was a little kid there when that, and you've heard my dad, some of you heard him tell the story, the lady that got healed of cancer, she went dancing down the altar, and she danced off the end of the altar, choo, 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 and back on, and never fell. I watched a lady in that same church fall, and we had altar benches. How many remember when you used to have altar bench in the church? I know the Pentecostals and the Baptists had them. I don't know about the rest of them. But they had those old altar benches back there when I was a kid, and it was just like a one by 12 planks put together, and they didn't even round the corners. They were sharp corner on the edge like this. I watched a lady that was a little heavy. Well, too much heavy. I'm trying to be diplomatic. Huge. Anyway, she fell on that corner and hit her head right here. Well, anybody knows that if you're a medical person, an ET or any, that is almost curtains to hit that brainstem right there. And she just laid there for a while. And then when she got up, everybody said, "Oh, are you okay, okay?" She said, "What are you talking about?" So, man, you fell. When you fell, you hit your head on that altar. In fact, when you hit it, it popped it up in the air, and somebody had to grab it to keep it from turning over because it wasn't nobody on this end. You know how. And she said, "I didn't know I hit anything." She said to me, "It just felt like I laid down on a feather bed." That's supernatural power of God. You know, sometimes people say, "Well, why do you catch people that are going to fall?" Well, because you got some people that just fall and they'll get hurt, and you got other people that fall, they're in the power of God and they're not going to get hurt. So you have to protect everything, you know. I've caught in prayer lines with my dad, and you can tell the ones that are really under the anointing. They're not hard to catch, but those that are not really under the anointing, maybe half in, half out, and maybe not at all, they're hard to catch. Come on, ushers, y'all know what I'm talking about. See, I want you to realize something. In these last days, the enemy is going to rise up stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. But we have to know the truth about the supernatural and combat him. Too many people are praying church and playing church and want the benefits. They don't want to pay the price. I'm not talking about do's and don'ts. I'm talking about living the godly lifestyle that the Word of God talks about. It's time that we rise up in the supernatural and demonstrate the power of God to a world that is looking for the supernatural. The enemy has power, but we're giving him too much credit for his power. I'm only interested in doing what the Word of God says to the devil. Jump on him, walk on him, stomp on him. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And he turned around and said, "I give that power." And actually, they translated the word power. It should be translated authority. "I give that authority to the church to tread on the enemy." The Apostle Paul said it this way in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15. "For he has put all things under his feet." What things? All the power of the devil. You know, you need to begin to realize some things. If somebody's giving you a statue and it's connected with occult practices, you need to throw it away. When I came home from the army, one of the Chinese fellas there that we had been close to, he gave me what they called a happy Buddha. Well, I didn't really think a whole lot about it. But I got home after Lynette and I got married, and I got to looking and studying some of this stuff and praying,
and I realized, hey, I got an occult god sitting in my house. I went and got the thing and throwed it away. I remember when Craig was a little boy, and he had bought with his own money, he had bought a game called Dungeons and Dragons, and he was playing a little bit, and he came and talked to his mother, and he said, "Something's not right about this game. This is not right." And he just, I don't know, 9, 10 years old, you know, but he'd been raised in high power. He began to recognize there's something wrong with this. There's some occult powers here. Hello? And so his mother said, "What do you want to do?" And he said, "I think I'll throw this away." And he bought it with his own money that his grandparents had given. He took it out and threw it in a trash can. And because he did that, I went and gave him the money back that he had made. You know, but we need, hey, you parents, you need to be careful about some of these video games that your kids are playing. If you sit down and watch them, they're occultish. We need to be careful what we're watching and listening to. See, that's the way the enemy is subversively creeping into our homes and our houses, and we don't even realize it. Come on now. Man, if you got books on astrology and cults and so forth, get them out of your house. You don't need them in there. This is what you need right here. Sometimes that's the reason there's confusion in the house, is because the enemy's in there and you got the power of God, and both of them are they're fighting against one another. I think it's time that we start rising up like the dawn in the morning time and begin to march to the drumbeat of God with the supernatural power of God. I like what John Osteen said in his book. We need an awakening generation climbing the hill of God to get above the muck and the mire and the smog and the fog of tradition and sectarianism, and begin to seek the supernatural and demonstrate the power of God to a world that is lost and dying and needs a salvation and needs to be delivered. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against us will prosper. There is demonic supernatural phenomena happening all around, but I'm going to demonstrate the supernatural power of God, and you should be doing so too. We need to rise up on the horizon of time and begin to demonstrate the supernatural power of God. You know, and it's not up to you whether you get involved with the super. It's up to you whether you get involved in the supernatural or not. It's your decision, not mine. It's your decision, not mine, whether you continue to look at the horoscope or not. But I'm going to tell you, it may not send you to hell, but it's keeping you from being involved in the supernatural. You quoting, "Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world," and yet you're turning around and reading the horoscope. Some of you have been giving place to the devil and don't even know it by the music you're listening to, by the things you've been reading, but what you've been watching on the television. I'm going to tell you, I've just been looking at some television after I was writing this sermon, and I began to look at something, and man, there is all kinds of occultish stuff on that television. I mean, I was looking at one of the, I don't even know what the program was, but it was young people. And man, they would transfer from one place to another, and it was occultish. It was devilish. See, you need to be careful what you're wearing. Sometimes you're wearing stuff you don't even know what it means, because it may be some other language. Come on now. You know, I was reading an article the other day about people getting tattoos, and somebody said, "Oh, are you against them or for them?" Well, I'm not either way. I mean, if that's your body, if you won't get one, that's up to you. I don't particularly think they're right. They're good, but anyway. But they were talking about that people are carrying on their bodies language that they don't even know what it says, and it's bad. Come on now. I want you to realize that we need to get to the place that we understand that there is devil power. But we understand that the power of God is greater than any devil power around. And you need, if I'm talking to somebody in here that's got some of this junk in your house, then go home and get rid of it. Whoa. I'm walking strong this morning. Hey, you think this is strong? Wait till you get to hear some of the other messages this week. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to begin to say some things. I'm going to step into a higher area than I have stepped into before. Because somebody got to step up and lead in this hour. And there are too many of the so-called Pentecostals and so-called charismatics that are now condoning all of this stuff. They're condoning same-sex marriages. They're condoning all this stuff, transgender and all that. That is demonic power. The Bible says that God created man and woman, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and not Mary and Jane. Let's go back to the Bible. Somebody said, well, how do you answer people about all this stuff? I answer people what the Word of God says. This is what I believe. Somebody said, you're going to get in trouble. Well, if I do, I do. But I'm not going to compromise the Word of God. You're either with me or you're against me. That's just the way it is. We're either going to rise up as a spiritual force and demonstrate the power of God, or we're going to lay down and the devil going to run over all of us. It's not up to me, it's up to you. What you decide is what you decide. But I want to tell you something. We are coming to a showdown with the devil. Hallelujah. Father, today I've just simply tried to talk to these people and get them to understand that the devil has supernatural power, but the power of God is greater and stronger. It's demonstrated in the Word. Help us to get a hold of the fact that we are God's supernatural people, and that we are to walk in the supernatural power of God, demonstrating your power everywhere we go. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads with me, please. If you happen to be in this place today, I never like to preach that I don't give somebody a chance to find Jesus. You may be in here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Or you may be here and you know what it is to serve God, but you need to come back and rededicate. You're just not where you need to be with God. Or you may be like a lot of people, they go to church. Every Sunday they go to church, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Christ or not. If that's you on any one of these invitations, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Let me see your hand. Anybody need Christ? There's a hand over here. You need to rededicate your life. You need a no-so experience with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody else want to raise their hand? I know that there's a couple, I think. It's hard to see everybody. If you're in this place today and you say, I know I'm born of the Spirit, but I've never been filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about church, creed, or doctrine. Could care less about it. But I'm talking about what the Bible says. The Bible said in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. And you're in this place today and you'd say, I need to be filled with the Spirit. Let me see your hand anywhere. Anybody, anywhere. I see a hand over here. I see another hand over here. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand, please. Everybody stand, please. I'm going to walk right down the front. I want to pray with you just like I said I would. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand on any invitation I gave, I want you to come to the front right now. I want to shake hands with you and I want to pray with you. Upstairs, the ushers will help you get down here. If you don't want to walk by yourself, ask somebody. They'll walk down there with you. Come on, right now. Come on. Come on, right now. Come on. You raised your hand. You should have raised your hand. Come on, right now. Right here. Right here.
Jesus is waiting.
Bless you. Bless you. Right here. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. Just come on. Just come on.
Come as you are.
Come on. Bless you.
Come as you are.
God. Come on. Y'all, come on. This is your opportunity from the balcony. Come on down. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right now. Change your life forever right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Everybody here, look at me. I got three books right here. New Birth, in Him, telling you who you are in Christ. And Why Tongues, telling you why you need to speak with the Holy, have the Holy Spirit. If I hold these books out here like this and I said, I'm going to give them to you. What do you got to do to get them? Somebody show me. Here. Go ahead. Give them to her. She's the one who reached out first to get them. Now, you see her holding all those books? The reason I wanted her to have them because she reached out first to grab them. Y'all all going to get those same books in just a minute. Every one of you. I do that a little, as just a little exercise. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you come down here for. It comes from heaven on high. Just as she reached her hand out for that book, those books, I want you to reach your one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one, right, left, doesn't make any difference. But with that hand, you reach up and say, okay, Lord, I'm reaching up to get what I come down here for. Congregation, reach your hands out toward them as I pray for them this morning. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, no-so experience with you, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down and look at me for just a moment. I want you to go to a special place of prayer where you can pray with individually and in depth and get those books, like I said, you're going to get. Also, where you're going, we call it a prayer room this morning, but every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. You say, what in the world is Turning Point? Well, it's just a class for a few weeks to help you get your life turned on to God or back on to God. That's all it is. I like to see you see in that class next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Would you turn that way, please? See Greg and Christy, they're in charge of that prayer room. Would you just follow them right to that place of prayer right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. God, glory. You can go with her if you want to. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. That's what it's all about right there. Hallelujah. Now I realize I tore up some people's playhouse today, but that's all right. Now I want everybody to bow your heads. Nobody looking around. If you're in this place right now, and after my message, you're born again. You're born again. You're some of them spirit-filled. But after this message, you realize you need to change some things. I want to see your hand right now. I don't want anybody looking around. If you realize you need to change some things, I want you to raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you to come down. I just want you to raise your hand. Now, everybody, pray this prayer with me. Father, you know that I need to change some things in my life. Even though I know you, Jesus, and I know the power of God, I still need to change some things. I'm going to change them. I'm going to get rid of some stuff. In the name of Jesus, I call it done. Amen. Now everybody put your hands up and thank God that God is one that forgives and helps you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Anybody get anything out of this morning? I know it's a little different than I normally do, but hey, it's something that people need to realize. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, tonight, 6 o'clock, we're going to, actually, as far as I'm concerned, we started Winter Bible this morning, but the official start is tonight at 6. Connection team, go find those first-time local guests and take them to the connection room to receive that special gifts that we put together for them. Praise the Lord. Hey, remember, we need help, okay? Traffic team, children's workers, okay? Listen, you got a bulletin. It's got a whole lot of information in there. There's no way we can put it in the video announcement, so read it, okay? Praise the Lord. Tonight at 6, we're going on. Hey, pastoral staff, go to the doors. I'm going to the north door this morning. You know where everybody's going. It's on the screen if you want to see any of us. Nobody moving unless you have to right now. I'm fixing to turn you loose, but I got to have room to get up that aisle right there. Tonight at 6, come believing, come expecting. It's going to be a great week. Turn around to somebody and let's sing together.
Yeah!